Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to this Friday's Juma message with Dr. Mazemmal Siddiqui, titled Freedom and Responsibility. As you know, we were originally planning to have Juma on site at IOSSC, like we've had it for the last few weeks. But as we've been monitoring the continued situation with COVID-19, monitoring what the state authorities, the county officials, everybody have been asking, the decision was made to not hold the prayers on site today at IOSOC. So we apologize for the inconvenience it may have caused for the folks who were registering and for the late notice. But as the IOSOC leadership has committed, you know, we have been evaluating local developments, and as situation warrants, we are making adjustments. Please keep in mind that right now the daily prayers will be continuing as they are outdoors and with fewer attendees, but plans may have to change in that regard as well. We're looking out for everyone's best interest. So we appreciate your cooperation and please stay safe in everything you are doing. Also, a few other announcements. Tomorrow on Saturday, ISLA LA is going to be holding a rollout against police violence. This is a drive-through rally in Los Angeles. IOSOC will be also participating. For folks who want to join from IOSOC, we will be meeting at 8:30 a.m. at IOSOC. Sister Maisa Yusuf will give a short talk, and then everyone will caravan to ISLA LA. The event starts at ISLA LA at 10 a.m. So if you can't come to IOSOC straight, you can meet at ISLA LA at 10 a.m. There's more details on the MYG website, myg.iossocmasjid.org, or ISLA LA's Facebook page. Please keep in mind, stay safe, bring masks, and maintain social distancing at all times. On July 12th, Sheikh Shahid Ali is going to be starting a new class, the Survey of Imam Nawawi's 40 Hadith Collection. It'll be every Sunday from 10:45 to noon, so immediately prior to Dr. Siddiqui's tafsir class on Sundays. So please join us starting on July 12th. And more information will be on in the IOSOC newsletter and on social media channels. And that's the best way to stay in touch with IOSOC for any updates on any changes in programs or any new programs that are coming up. Sign up for IOSOC's newsletter at news.iossocmasjid.org or follow us on any of our social channels. Dr. Siddiqui, you may begin.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu wassalam ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Nabiyyana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. My brothers and sisters, I had Brother Umar Saeed explain to you that we are not meeting in the masjid. We have suspended the Friday prayer today because of the growing threat of COVID-19. There is a sharp rise in the positive cases of this virus and hospitalization. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate protector of all, but we have to take our precautions. We do not want to see anyone who come to prayer suffer, and also we do not want to become source of the suffering of others. We do not want to give this infection to anybody. So please pray your Zuhr prayer. If you are at home, pray your Zuhr prayer there. And also make earnest dua, sincere dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you, your family, protect everyone, and remove this affliction from the face of the earth. My message today is about freedom and responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Isra, ayah number 70, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. We have honored the children of Adam, provided them with transport on land and sea, given them for sustenance things good and pure, and conferred on them special favors above a great part of our creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored the human beings with dignity. Takreem is the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored and given them the dignity. And dignity requires freedom. There is no dignity without freedom. Islam emphasizes the freedom of the human being as well as their honor and dignity. Tomorrow our country will be celebrating its Independence Day. We wish the best for all fellow Americans. May Allah bless our country and all its people. Freedom and independence are great gifts of Allah. We should be thankful to our Creator and protect our freedom and help others to be free from injustice, oppression, and suffering. You know, the most important, most famous sentence of the Declaration of Independence is, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." This sentence is accepted as a fundamental principle of American democracy. It is rightly considered as an important statement of continuing significance. It talks about freedom, equality of all people. We Americans, especially we American Muslims, we love it because this statement echoes the words of our Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who said in his last sermon, when he was performing his Hajj, he spoke in front of a large number of his followers, and he said, "Ayyuha an-nas, inna Allah ta'ala yaqul, ya ayyuha an-nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa unsa, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ وَلَيْسَ لِعَرَبِيٍ عَلَى عَجَمِيٍ فَضْلٌ وَلَا لِعَجَمِيٍ عَلَى عَرَبِيٍ وَلَا لِأَسْوَدَ عَلَى أَبْيَضٍ وَلَا لِأَبْيَضَ عَلَى أَسْوَدَ فَضْلٌ إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى النَّاسُ مِنْ آدَمَ وَآدَمُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ." O people, Allah says in the Quran, "O people, we created you from a male and a female, and we made you nations and tribes so that you may know each other. Verily, the noblest of you in the sight of Allah is the one who is the most pious among you." So there is no superiority for an Arab over a non-Arab, or a non-Arab over an Arab, or a black person over the white person, or the white person over the black person, except by virtue of piety. All people are the children of Adam, and Adam was created from dust. So these are important principles that we ourselves should keep them in our mind, and we also remind others about them. When Americans signed the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July, 1776, it did not mean that all Americans suddenly on that day become equal in real life. Someone has correctly observed that the reality of equality in America has been problematic and evolutionary. Americans continuously struggled and are struggling to acquire equality and have paid and are paying heavy prices for it. We appreciate the work of many leaders and heroes who dedicated their lives for the protection and promotion of civil rights and civil liberties of all people. This struggle has to continue. And this struggle has to continue here as well as all over the world, in every place. Because there are people who want to hijack the progress and deny others freedom and equality under many pretexts for their own vested interests. Freedom and equality are the honor of human beings. They are the honor of any nation that upholds them. Human beings should not be enslaved, discriminated, put in prison, without any crime or just cause, should not be tortured and punished because of their race or color. All human beings should be respected and honored. It is rightly said, injustice in any place is a threat to justice in every place. So what we wish for ourselves, we should wish for others. Freedom and dignity are interrelated. In the Arabic language, the word is hur. And hur does not mean only free, but hur also means noble. So nobility and dignity and honor comes from freedom. Islam emphasizes human dignity, and without freedom, there is no dignity. Freedom opens the minds and souls to reach to the higher and higher levels. Human beings cannot be called honored and dignified unless they are free. Islam teaches that human beings should worship Allah alone. Worship of Allah brings dignity, and it liberates the person from bondage and slavery to others. Therefore, the Islamic concept of Tawheed is not only a theological concept, it is also the key for freedom and dignity at the same time. The bondage to another person, to anyone other than Allah, is the disgrace of human being and is the denial of freedom and dignity. Submission to Allah brings honor and liberates us. Islam teaches that we live with freedom and we must equally wish and work for the freedom of others. Freedom in Islam means freedom to do good, because freedom with responsibility, not freedom to do whatever one likes. Freedom in Islam is not freedom from moral obligations and responsibilities, or freedom from truth, justice, virtue, righteousness. Freedom from these values is not freedom, but anarchy and corruption. Islam says that human beings must be free mentally, spiritually, as well as physically, personally, as well as collectively. Islam ensures religious freedom for all people and emphasizes the people should be free to practice their religion without any compulsion. They should not force others to be converted to their religion, but they also practice their religion freely. And also, Islam allows freedom of expression. But people should not utter falsehood and lies. Islam teaches political freedom so that people choose their leaders by their own consent. And if the leaders are dishonest or incapable, then to remove them from their office. Islam allows economic freedom. People should be free to earn and to own as much as they want, but without indulging in fraud, deception, stealing, and cheating. So these and many other principles of freedom are important, and they are universal principles. Although Islam teaches them, but Islam teaches universal principles, rational principles, logical. All fair-minded human beings recognize them. And Islam emphasizes the freedom of individuals as well as the society. There is a famous statement of the Muslim commander of the armies, Rabi ibn Amir, who met the Persian ruler Rustam in the year 636. And he said to him, Allahu ta'asana li nukhrij al-ibada min ibadati al-ibadi ila ibadati Allah, wa min dhiqi ad-dunya ila sa'atiha, wa min jawri al-adyan ila adli al-islam. Allah has sent us so that we take out the people from the worship of the human to the human, to the worship of God, to the worship of Allah. From the narrowness of this world to the vastness, and from the injustice and oppression of religions to the justice of Islam. So we must live ourselves in a responsible manner. We must be an example to ourselves as well as to others. Muslims should be in the forefront of the freedom movement for themselves and for the world. We should not shy away from talking about the political freedom, economic freedom, social freedom, racial freedom, religious freedom, human rights, rights of minorities, rights of women, rights of children, rights of the elderly. All these rights are needed to protect our freedom and freedom of others. And those who struggle for these rights and work for them and practice them, they are the honorable people. They are the dignified people. They are the people who will be called truly as humans. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. As the Quran says, we have given human beings the best form, the best mold. And once they turn away from this, then they become أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ. Then they become the lowest of the low. So in order to protect ourselves from becoming the lowest of the low, we have to live by the values that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and inscribed in our fitrah, in our nature. Fitrat Allahi allati fatara an-nasa 'alayha la tabdila li khalqi Allah. The true nature that God has given to the human beings. So these principles Islam has spoken, and we Muslims recognize them from the Quran and from the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. But they are eternal principles. They are universal principles. So wherever people talk about them, we should support them. And we should be with them. And we also promote these principles in ourselves, in our communities. That means living free, but in a responsible manner. Not just talking about freedom, freedom is not anarchy. Freedom is not living without care, without concern, without consciousness, but rather living in a responsible manner, caring for ourselves as well as caring for others. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we recognize the truth as truth and live by it, and falsehood as falsehood, and turn away from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and keep us on the right path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this pandemic from us and from the face of the earth, and keep the humanity on the right path. Bless all of us wherever we are. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.